sentences of Tenet on the Bay. On to the last stretch, the home run of the Gemara. So what did the Gemara say? What did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah, going back to the Mishnah, Ein chayis Hashem shema gerah chulda. You have to worry, maybe a chulda will take chomet in your house. You have to worry about it. We take the faith of the Gemara, ein chayis shema gerah chulda. You tell him you don't need to worry. I've got the first Mishnah, because you do have to worry. Well, Tony says, if you look at the end of the Mishnah, which is the Yud Amud Bey, it says that Masha Mishayim, Yenechena Betzino, Shalai Yitzach Nikach. It says, what if you leave over, you should place in a hidden location. Why? Because if you leave the food lying around, after the Bikas comments, if you leave the food lying around, we have to worry that maybe a Chulda will take it, and you'll have Yitzach Nikach, and you'll have to do a Bdika after that. How can you tell me in the Mishnah that you don't need to be chayshes? The next Mishnah says you do have to be chayshes. The next Mishnah says you do have to be chayshes. If you remember, we spent some time understanding this line, and because of just Chazal, we'll just say the askon of what we said. We said that in the Mishnah, Tosfos points out, Tosfos the b'maskol v'loy chashina nechulda. And let's jump to that Tosfos, and then we'll speak it all out. So Tosfos. We're not asking the nechus of chulda feel me bite to bite. We're not asking that you should be concerned about chulda going even from one house to another house. Dimkin ainas of a safe, because like we said then, there's ainas of a safe. And rather we knew there's hands a lot. Rather we knew that limitation in the chiyuv of b'dikas chas. There's no way we'd be concerned about a chulda coming from one house to another house. Ainas of a safe. But so what was the Gemara's question here? That why the Ein Adav says the Amshus Leiv the Echad Ked Mechaveru? People don't work robotically synchronized; they can all check at the same time. So the Amshus Leiv the Echad Ked Mechaveru. It's not possible that one person everyone should check at the same time, because it's highly likely that one will check before the other. So. It's highly likely that one will check before the other. Right? This is a double negative in Tosfos. Be Esher, it's impossible. The law is doing, Echad Kedmah, that one will not check before the other, meaning that it's highly likely that they will check before each other. And therefore, Ikonomechas is a concern. Shema, Hibbiya Chulda, perhaps the Chulda will bring Chavit, me by Chain Baduk, the Baduk from the house hasn't been checked, house has been checked. So, There's no habim in thinking that a person would not do b'dikas chametz. No habim in thinking we have to be concerned about chulos from one house to another house. That wasn't the concern. Hello, mimakim paris. We're asking at the beginning of the Mishnah, opening stanza of the Mishnah. Mishnah says, "Avdei chesmi v'advayim mimakim lemakim." What did it mean about that? So what it meant was, and this is how the Midrash explained it, and that's how we learned, that Avada we knew that Chazal waived the concern about Mibayis Abayis, and waived the concern of Chotah Chotah, but we thought therefore there was like a blanket klal, a blanket principle, you don't need to be concerned about Chulay. That's what we thought it was. As long as you don't see the Chulay, you don't need to be concerned about the Chulay. That's what we thought. And therefore, also, we mocking the mocking. Also, within the one house, you don't need to be concerned about. That's what we thought. Shut in the Mishnah. You have to be a chesmi bayis advice. That's granted, of course. Not in the double safe. But you also don't need to be concerned with mocking the mocking, because since Chazal say you don't need to be concerned about chuldos, you never need to be concerned about chuldos. But if that's the question, then we don't understand Yudam and Beis. On Yudam and Beis, it says that if you leave chametz lying around, you will have to check other places in your house. Right? Shelo yitzach v'dika achos. You will have to check places other around the house. What do you see? You see, we are concerned about all this. If you leave your chametz lying around, you will have to check your whole house again. Right? So we are concerned that the chulda took the chametz from place to place.
As long as you're in an area where it's known to have chulda.
Yeah, yeah. So if you're in a place that has chulda, it says if you leave your chametz lying around, you would be concerned. You would have to do bedikah again. So what does that teach us? That teaches us that mokim lemokim, within the 1 hour, since it's possible to check at one time and make sure that no chametz is taken from place to place, we would be machaybi to do bedikah again. So the theory in the Mishnah on Tavtes of Adalif, it tells you you don't have to be chayshish. On the view of the Mabis, it tells you you do have to be chayshish. That's the kasha of the Gemara. So we have two terutzim. Two terutzim. Amabai. Yeah, back to the Gemara. Amabai. Amabai le kasha. Amabasa. Halbishlishasa. The difference between the 14th and the 13th. What's the difference? Yes, you remember? What's the difference between the 14th and the
13th? The 13th, when food is still commonly available, and for the whole day of time in survival mode, and there's no need to put it away. Because, I'm not saying about this so much, because it's not going to necessarily go after your specific piece of bread over here.
It's not going to hide away the phone. It's not going to hide away the chametz. It's in your house.
What?
It's in your house. You don't have to have chametz in your house.
Understand.
Then,
why
are
we
going
to eat it now?
They'll eat it where it is.
What?
If a chametz sees chametz, they'll eat it where it is. They won't take away chametz. Right?
And well,
Mashrekin,
it's 14. Now
that
basically it's seen that there's no bread around, and it's in survival mode, so instead of eating it,
you
can just take it for storage.
Right, very good. That's why Abaye Teres was on the 14th, on the 13th, when he knows there's lots of food around, so he's not too worried about it, so he's not going to hide chametz. He don't need to be worried he'll take chametz from place to place, because he won't do that. If he finds chametz to eat it there, he's not going to take it to another location. On the 14th, where he sees, oh, what's happened, there's no chametz, so therefore, he will hide and store his chametz.
There's a baby, right?
It's now by telling us that we do have to be chayshish, even though we didn't see it, but we would have to be chayshish. If we leave chametz lying around, we would have to be chayshish after a chodva, only on the 14th. What's the 13th? 1 second. What's the 13th? The 13th, we said, according to Tzitzis Rashi, means the night of after the 13th, means the 14th. Because it's very not established to say that the Mishnah and Tav Tes Aleph is talking about a case where he did the bdikah before the night, before the chiyuv.
Why not?
Why? Because bdikah's comment is on the 14th. Why is the Mishnah talking about a blanket statement which you meant to know that he's talking about not the time that you do bdikah's comment? Well, tremendous pleasure. You learn this Mishnah in Chishish Shem Giro. When are you on Chishish? Well, obviously, when we're doing Kiddush Chametz. So it means on the night of the 14th. So why do we say the 13th? It means the 13th going into the
14th. Oh,
yeah.
Which is...
Yeah. The night after the 13th.
What about, another thing to talk about is this. If someone's going away, let's say it's the Yud Aleph, and someone's going away, they have to clean up. Let's just dig
a but it's not the time to say that.
You should have to clean the point by like the 13th or any time before the point is all put away.
Right. Okay, so that's very good. That was Abaye's terrorist. Let's see Rashi.
Wait, when are we afraid?
Only on the 14th.
14th meaning when? In the day? In the morning? When?
Yeah. After doing B'dikas Chametz, it says you have to put the Chametz away. And Abaye tells you, Kimta, that Mishnah is not talking about the 14th.
But in the morning, you're burning your Chametz. You're not putting anything away.
Till you burn it. In the morning you do bdika.
So that whole thing is only talked, according to Baya, that's only talking about from the morning on.
You don't have a base. The Mishnah is talking about the day. No, the Mishnah says that. Mishnah is talking about during the bdika in the 14th day.
He's about the night.
it says if you didn't do a deacon at night, you do it in the day. And what you leave over, you should leave over and hide. So you can understand it somewhere on the 14th day. Not like a kimta. It's not like a crazy kimta. Mishnah is talking about the day. Well, Mashal Mishai, and they're better with sinos. It's talking about the last case where he did a deacon during the day. Mishal Shmoy, it's not a Dachuk. Says Rashi, where are we up to in Rashi? Rashi B'Shloisha also. Maybe the one before. Mashal Mishai, Acha B'Dike. That way you leave after the deacon, Me'achi Losoi, or Le'achi Losoi, it should be for his food. Yani Chana Metzino, you should place it hidden away. Bishloisha also, Reisha Diktoni, the mission of Tethon, Aleph, the Reisha that says, Ein Choshashim, that's talking about B'Boidek Bishloisha. You're checking on the 13th, which we explained the context. Rosh means the night of the 14th. Shemotzim Patar Be'lachul, the
sorry, it's a little bit of a stretch to say Rashi
is
also
saying. Rashi is quoting the words of the Gemara.
But he can explain it
though. Yeah. Yossi doesn't like it because I'm just saying over what Yossi's saying because Rashi normally is Mefarish. And Rashi should have said it means the night of the third, night of after the 13th. Maskin. Make sure I like my you. But Tez Rosh didn't. Yeah, Maskin to you. Shemotsu passed Harabe Lechol Dabasech about the lots of bread found in the house available in the house is for the chulda. Bein chesheshes l'shaye. And he's not concerned to leave it over. The sefer, the chulda is not concerned to leave it over. The sefer, the head is none but be you done it. The sefer clearly talks about it. So because the chulda, since the chulda didn't see about how we're about him, lots of food in the house is Kemosha Hiyagila, like he's used to seeing, Messiah he will leave over. Taitis, Mishloisha also Loi Messiah. This is the last Taitis of Chazar. Mishagesh. Pirish, says Taitis. Pirish, Ham Shein Messiah. What does it mean on the 13th going to the 14th, he does not leave over? Says, Tentatus, it means sometimes it doesn't leave over. Nothing never leaves it over. Sometimes it doesn't leave it over. Because you remember, the Gemara said, if you see the Chulda take the Chometz, you do have to do Bedika. Why do you have to do Bedika? He doesn't leave it over. What's your problem? He'll eat it up. Terence says, no, you can't be sure he eats up. Sometimes he eats up, sometimes he doesn't. If you saw he took Chometz in, you have to be concerned about it. But here we're talking about what he didn't see. But the haki therefore heichad the loichazino. If you didn't see, they took it loichashino. You don't need to be concerned. Keep the pilu gilro. Even if it did drag it away, palm shein mashire. I got palm. You got palm.
20
Okay, very good. Palmim then he's got the fingers the shein mashire. That it makes more sense to say palmim. Palmim Shem says there are times it doesn't leave over. So if you didn't see it, you don't need to be concerned. A bit like a Svek Seker. Who says the Chlal that it was taken in? Even if you took it in, maybe it was eaten. Abul Heichad Chazinon, but if you saw he took it in, Chayshinon, you do have to be concerned, Kivan, the Palmim Mishayas, because something does leave over. But over your dad in the Oilom, on the 14th, it always leaves it over. Even if you didn't see it, chayshino. That's why, by the Chometz, the difference in the 13th and the 14th. Yes, Rabbi Bernard, on the 13th, does a chulda leave over Chometz?
Yes. No.
Both answers are correct.
Right?
Sometimes it's over, sometimes it doesn't. On the
13th.
On the 13th, something does something. It doesn't, and therefore, if you didn't see it, you can assume it left. It did not leave it over. If you saw it, then you have to be worried that it did leave it over. But on the 14th, though, where does it leave over?
On the 14th? No. I don't think it leaves it.
14th, it will hide.
No, he will leave out because he knows there's not going to be more chometz around.
Right, and the 14th, he will definitely leave out, and therefore you have to be chosheish.
Isn't it a bit kind of far-fetched to know that Chulda knows between the 13th and 14th, and he knows when there's going to be more?
Yeah, Bernard, you've gone a shomer like Ronald. So it's not bad, not bad. Well, that's Robert's question. But Abaye asked it this way. Abaye asked. They're going to ask it's the end of thesis. Abaye Bata, Afila Chazina, Loi Chashina. By Bata, even if we see that he takes it, we don't have to be concerned. The Loi Lamba Mishayet, of the Shapa Abaye Kevzeir. Zeir Hamad Aleph said, the difference between meat and bread. A bread sometimes, you leaves over. Meat, you never leaves over. Is it? And if they are Hamad Aleph, I remember?
No.
Right. So one second. So Zeir said that Bosa he never leaves over, and he never leaves over, and meat and bread he does. That's he's saying that Abaye can fit in with Zeir. Abaye doesn't say that bread he doesn't leave over. Zeir said bread he does. Eretz says Abaye meant that bread sometimes he doesn't leave over. Sometimes he does, but sometimes he doesn't, which is like Zeir said. Right, so Abaye fits in with Zeir. And then you can say, therefore, tell me that bread sometimes leave over, sometimes you don't. But by meat, you never leave over. And that's why if you go into a house of a Maturis Akum, a house of Goyim, you don't need to be concerned for Nefel at all, because we can be sure that the Akwa is up the Nefel. We saw the Akwa is up the Nefel, that's what Isaiah held.
Now, the Gemara on Yod Amud Bet, we have the chametz, we did the deeper, we sell it, we put the chametz away, or whatever it is, tell you should put the chametz away. But we see a chulda, without any chametz, would you see a chulda going in or out, anything like that?
We don't see any chulda. We know that chulda is there, but we don't see a chulda taking chametz from place to place.
Or even without taking place to place, just knowing that you have a chulda, you have a chulda.
There are chuldas, yeah, the places, like normal places, chuldas, regardless, every house is like that. Not living in a strange place where you don't have it. Well, there's about this cat too, it's called it nowadays. Yeah, these things, Kamila, you have to be cautious. That's the sugar on that, on New Year's Eve. So now I want to come to... Saying, Abaye can fit in with Abzeir. The Chari, you would have thought Abaye is Cholik on Abzeir. Abaye told us here, on 13, that by bread, he doesn't leave over. Abzeir said that bread, you do leave over. Right? That's how Abzeir explained it. Answer is, there's no steer. Abzeir was saying, if you see the Cholda take the Chometz, you have to be Cholishish. Why? Because you have to be Cholishish, he leaves over. And Abaye was saying, if you don't see the Cholda, you don't need to be Cholishish, because you can take on that he didn't leave over. Rabbi agrees that sometimes he leaves over. And therefore, if you would see the Chometz, the Cholda taking the Chometz, you would have to be Cholishish, like Reb Zeir said. Right? Okay, so now Rabba, so now Rabba on the Kasha. Rabba Omar. Oh, Rabba Omar, where's Rabba? Where is it? Omar Rabba, Mechichul Zanaviyo, the Yoda, the Idna, Abisa, the Abiyadu.
Where is it? Are we about it?
We are halfway down the Omid. Omar Rabba, if you put a finger at the top and a finger at the bottom, there'll be one line below.
The first line is 23.
Amar Rava, how do you know that? Amar Rava, the Chichul and the Vio, Ben, do you have it?
Yeah.
Amar Rava, the Chichul and the Vio, is the Chul and the Novi. Now, Novi doesn't mean what we call a Novi. Rashi says, Novi and the Vio just means that he is something which will take notice. But there are enough brains to take notice about such things. Meaning he doesn't. The Chul of his brains is not well known for taking so much note about its surroundings. The Chul of the other day, he's not a beast off. He knows that today is the 14th. And he knows there's no food right now. And there won't be any more food until later. Blow up, he has all time. How do you know that? They don't bake until the night. When Meshaya and Nepal leave over, Umatmaran hide the Chomet. That's not Mestad. Manasava is far-fetched. Height. Samra means the height. Matzmin. Ella Omar Rava says, you know, other pshat is, you know, the chilek between Dav Tessam and Beis. Sometimes Dav Tessam and Dav Tessam and Beis. You know what the chilek is. Masha Meshai Nechen Vitzino. Shema Tito Lachulda Bifoneinu. Maybe the Chulda will take the Chomets in front of us. And then, Yitzarach B'dika Achra. And then you'll need a B'dika. The Rav is giving you an Eitz HaTeva. The Mishnah is giving you an Eitz HaTeva. The Mishnah is too giving an Eitz HaTeva. So tell me, do B'dika Chomets, do me a favor. Don't do B'dika Chomets way. You're going to have to do B'dika Chomets again. Right? Eitz HaTeva. Don't do it. Therefore, leave the Chomets put it hidden away, because you know what might happen. Might come in front of you, take the chomet, and go to another place. And therefore, there'll be a problem. According to Rava, let's have a quick question here. According to Rava, this parrot, is it Mishnah talking, the Mishnah that set them down, is it talking about the night of the 14th, or only on the day of the 14th? Is this chash? So the Mishnah Yudam Hadvei, is it talking about the night of the 14th, or on the day of the 14th? What's the Mishnah that Yud Omid Beis talking about?
What? What is that? It could be even, whenever you leap over. Either one. It's even the normal ones,
the 13s. But the animal doesn't know. The Kula doesn't know.
What? Sorry? So it's rather, yeah, they're all saying good. They're all saying good. The Mishnah is talking about, oi, whenever you do these comments, make sure you don't leave it around. Because if the chug will take in front of you, then you would have to do these comments again. So don't do it. So it's going back on whenever you do these comments. Whenever you do these comments, you should be sure that you won't have to do it again. Tanik Moshe the Rava. We have a bright side now. Harit Selech or Chomet Achav Dike. Somebody wants to eat Chomet after doing B'dika Chomet. Kate said, yeah, then what should he do with the Chomet that he wants to eat? Masha Meshayim. Yenichena Metzino. He should place it in the way Shaloi Tovei Chulda Metzita B'faninu. So Chulda should come and take it in front of us. Yitzor B'dika Achav, and then you'll have to do B'dika afterwards. Yeah, interesting. Have a bright as well, giving you eight to tell you. Rashi, Metzitza Befaneinu, or Vechichol Zanaviyahu. Rashi Vechichol Zanaviyahu is also just above halfway down, which according to Biak will also be line 23 or so. Vechichol Zanaviyahu. Lost his lat leiv al kach. Is he something that can take notes? The Lira is to learn it and to see the future. And he knows that he won't bake any more bread today. That can't be. So it says, rather, the problem is, Tito b'faneinu, the chash is that he will take in front of us. When we saw it, yes, we certainly do have to be careful about it. So then, last line of Chador. If Mori says, no, it's Xeo. She said from Primigodi. And Mari said the difference to Rava. Rava's not giving you advice. And Mari is giving you, making a zero to me. Chazal forbade you to leave the Chomet open. He forbade you to do it. Why? Because it could very well be a person knows he left 10 pieces and now he finds only 9. And since he didn't see the Chulda, really, since there's only 9 left, he badly has to do a Bdika. There's no stopping about it. You definitely have to do a Bdika again, because there was 10 and now it is 9. He didn't see the Chulda, so now a person starts saying, oh, well, maybe it evaporated, or maybe my kid had it, or maybe something else. So he'll start giving his answers to explain why he doesn't need to do a Bdika. Says the Gemara, no, it's a dairy, you must cover your food. Because we're worried, we are concerned that you'll find 10, you left 10, and you'll find 9, and you won't do a bedika afterwards. And there's an absolute chiyuv to do a bedika afterwards. If you know there was 10 and now 9, there's an absolute chiyuv to do a bedika from it afterwards. Says Rashi, v'tito b'faneinu, v'yim tzatesha, the hacha v'abai ikel amichas, we definitely have to be concerned about it, the mucha milfa, shenitlo, prusa achas. It's muchach that one piece was taken. And therefore we have to be concerned.
What's Rabbi going to say about that?
Rabbi didn't make you there.
What?
Rabbi didn't make you there.
He didn't say no. Why are you assuming that it's there?
Why should we assume it's there?
It's a Mishnah and a Brayta.
Mishnah could be telling you it's a Teva.
What?
Mishnah could be telling us an eight to Teva. The Mari made up a Teva. It's an interesting Teva. Say that. He said that. It's a Psalm of Mishnah. But Rabbi didn't want to learn the Teva.
What happens according to Rabbi? What happens if we didn't see it?
What do you
mean? We noticed it went from 10 to 9.
You would have to do it. You would have to do B'dika. Yeah, everyone would agree that if it was 10 and went down to 9, you have to do B'dika. The sign is, do I have a right to leave my food open? Robert says, it's very inadvisable. But if you want to take the risk, you're like yourself. There might be a chul that will take in front of you and you have to start doing B'dika. It's inadvisable. If you want to do it, like yourself. Because Ramar is forbidden to do that. It's forbidden to leave over your box uncovered. Why? Because we're concerned that there was you'll know how much promise you have, and now you'll find less than that, and you'll be lax and do a bezika. Therefore, we forbade you to leave the box over. Masha yinechenu, masha mishaya, yinechenu betino, is it just a good thing, or is it an absolute chiv? Kuntra Mori, it's an absolute chiv.
A rabbi has a breaster.
Yes, sir.
So what's the Mari coming to add?
He's arguing. So the Mishnah doesn't say, like the Braisa, that maybe a Chulda will come in front of you. Yeah, the Braisa did say that. But the Mishnah didn't speak that out. So the Mishnah come and say a different shot. The Mishnah didn't say because a Chulda will take this on you. The Mishnah sounds like it's across the board. Even if a Chulda wouldn't take in front of you, it's not a problem. He said, stomach's there. Not stomach's there. It's exam. Yeah, Mari added in the word zero. Says Prima Goldim.
So it says
Prima Goldim. If Mari adds in the word zero and doesn't say the word zero by Rabba, I mean that's the difference between them. There's actually some difference between them, yeah? So that is the difference, says Prima Goldim. Prima Goldim learns like that. He said, Abraham Tov Ramadan has forgotten Aleph. Okay, that's Chazara. We were zeicher to learn the Amud and a half quite well. Let's just go Balpeh. Let's try and work it out Balpeh.
Okay, just ask one quick side question. So do you think Rav Mari had a minhag to place 10 pieces of chometz? I thought that was a much, much later minhag than the time of the Gemara.
It's not right, he had that minhag. The thing is a concern. A person might know how many pieces he has. And now he'll see less than that, and he'll be concerned about it. It's not that because a minute ago.
No, not a minute ago putting out 10 pieces of comment. That is referring to.
The other Mishnah, Yodam and Beis, that tells me that
walk away, because out of the Shashim, the Chulda is going to take it away. And if it's going to take it away, I'm going to be obligated to Bdiko. So what does that teach me? That tells me that when you see it taking it away.
No, test doesn't tell you if you see it. Test tells you if you don't see it.
If you see it, there is one.
Right. That was a deal. Because the test telling me you don't need to be chayshus, and you're telling me that make sure you hide away your chometz, because otherwise you might see him taking it away, or otherwise you might realize it's taking it away.
So I'm going to learn from that. I don't have to be chayshus.
That's
I learned that only in the case that I see either the numbers went from 10 to 9, or if I see taking it in front of me, I have to do bdika again. But if I don't see that happening, then I don't have to do again.
No, if you wouldn't have the Mishnah of Tesla Bada, if you wouldn't have learned this chat in Yudam and Bez.
Why would I not?
Because now the Gemara starts to love. The Gemara understood. The possible chat in the Mishnah Yudam and Bez is that you have to be worried about who is taken from place to place. Even if you don't see. Even if you don't know anything. So you have to be worried about who is going from place to place. Now we have the Mishnah of Tesla Bada saying you don't need to be worried about it. Which will therefore make us say two shatim in the three shatim in the Mishnah of Yudam and Bez. Now they have the Mishnah says on Aleph, telling us you don't need to be worried about Chuldai. So what's the chant of Yudam and Beis? That says it's either difference between 13th, 14th, or because the Mishnah Yudam and Beis has given you good advice because you might end up seeing a Chuldai. Or because it's a Xeya that you might know, but you might have 10 pieces and end up with 9, so it's a Xeya. So because of our Mishnah of Tetam Aleph, that makes you change chant and of Yudam and Beis. If you wouldn't have that Mishnah Tetam Aleph, then the Mishnah Yudam and Beis would be Kipshuzai. You have to be concerned about Chuldais. Full stop. Don't need food line rentals. You have to be concerned about Chuldais. You have to do B'digat Chavetz all at one time. Yeah? Okay, let's just do a quick sikkim of the Gemara Baal Peh. Let's try and just remember the flow. So the Mishnah starts saying you don't have to be Chayshish. The Gemara then asked, Adir, Masha, if you would see it, you would have to be Chayshish. To which, how many answers we give to that?
Vera and Rava, Vada and Badai, or Suffolk and Suffolk.
Right, one second, sorry, I missed that stage. So the Gemara asked, Masha, if you see, you would have to be Chishus, I, by Medurus, Akum, by Go, you see, you don't have to avoid that Nephilim. So what's the answer to that? We gave two answers to that. Number one is?
Vada and Badai, or Suffolk and Suffolk.
Is first. Yeah, Rava, you're if Zayn said there's a difference between meat and bread, then meat, he doesn't leave over, and by bread he does. Yeah, right. And then Rava said the chiluk between Badai and Sofet. If by Maturah, you don't know there was an Ethel bread. So maybe you can see your line of road. By bread, if you see, brought bread in, you can't rely on the road. We said, and it's good to remember Maskanas is a machlokes here going on between Zeh and Rava, whether you can rely on a goy against the Vadai. Punjab Zeh, you can. Even though your Vadai saw you took Chametz in, if there would be a goy, you could rely on it. There it is, but there's no goy because they leave over Chametz. Right? By Nephil, the reason why you could rely, even if you know there was a Nephil there, since they definitely eat up what they do, and there's a goy that holds it to eat this, then maybe you can rely. Rava came along and said, no, you can't rely on a goy against the Vadai, and that's why you can't. You can't be made up by Chomet. Then they can ask the question that, what, you're telling me a principle, you can't rely on Roy against the Vada. We know you can. We know it from Chomet. By Chomet we see you can rely on an Roy against the Vada. Because the Chomet, it's Roy Chomet on Ma'asim. We do rely. To which the Gemara gave an answer. What was the two answers? What was the Gemara answer?
Well, it's Machmir, and we'd always take the criminal matter. So it's
very good. The first there as well, that it's not a soccer, it's not a rave, it's a Valdebi Master. And the second there as well, that was Valdebi. That was the second there.
Used a dry and put it into the skylight, and therefore it wasn't,
it's not Bechal Mukach, it was Valdebi. Because it could have been Sophic Tevel because maybe it came into the house in its chest. So maybe it would never have a Gemara Malacha outside the house. So maybe it was Sophic Tevel, and Sophic Tevel you can feed the animals. I feeding yourself, it says you can eat it. So this is already in Arashi, Texas. Rashi, but your bonds, you can be Mako and rely on the Roiv, negative Vada. Texas said also, I left a Texas Chazen, said no, you can't rely on a Vadai, you can't rely on a Roiv even for the Rabbanon. And we're specifically talking about animal food. So that was that Gemara's question. Next Gemara's question from this. What was the Gemara's question from the? The Nephil that was thrown in the pit. So there was definitely a Nephil there, we thought. And we relied on a Rav, that Rav Chuldais take it away, against a Vadai. So again, we gave two Terutim. What did two Terutim we gave?
Vadai, Vadai.
What, say again, Yaakov?
Vadai. If there was a Nephil there, then it was certainly taken away, because it would have been taken away immediately by a Badlis or a Hulda.
second teretz? What was the first teretz?
Something that was ever there in the first place.
Again, the same type of idea, just that way around. Okay, that was taking us till the parentheses. Then the last stage of the Gemara was going on the whole and of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says you have to be chayishes, but you see in the next book, your next parak, you do have to be chayishes. And we had three turetzim for that. What three turetzim? Either by 13-14. Or
rather
the
suggestion
that we're worried that maybe it'll take in front of you, and therefore that's why you shouldn't leave the chometz lying around. And we're worried.
Is there that you mustn't leave it lying around?
Left 10, and you'll find 9, and you won't bother with doing bedika. And therefore they said don't leave over the chometz at all.
Rav said,
yeah,
that Lava and Murray are in agreement regarding 10 to 9.
If they would have seen it.
Sure. And so why would you say 10 to 9 if you don't see it? You went to sleep, you woke up in the morning, you went from 10 to 9.
No, I'm saying they all agreed that if in the morning you woke up, went down from 10 to 9, you knew it was 10 beforehand, then went down to 9, everyone agreed you have to do it.
Bedika. Said
of course you have to, it's Torah.
Yeah. What?
Of course, Rashi says it's Mucham Milsa, Vada.
It's
Mucham Milsa. Vada, you can make it. It's Mucham Milsa, it's another Prozachas. I can see one piece is gone.
So what?
What do you mean, so what?
You didn't see it.
So what?
So now you're going to keep that case of 10 to 9. Why are you fucking saying only if you see it in front of you? No, no, he's obligating you to see. It took it, and where it took it to? Murray's saying, I don't care where it took it to. It took it. Start the whole process. I think Rob is saying, you have to see with your eyes. And if you don't, he's not in agreement with Murray.
Okay.
I'm not saying he's in agreement.
The chiddush of Murray Wall is not that if in the morning you wake up and you find one piece missing, then you have to do it. Because that's the same as Rava. There's no difference. No difference if you took in front of you, or if after you find one piece gone. It's exactly the same. The chiddush of Emori is that we don't let you keep that box open. We don't let you do it. If you do it, you're being able to do it.
Zero. No, the same zero.
Zero for what?
Zero.
Zero for what?
Zero for what you just said. Not a suggestion. Zero,
but
all
suggestion.
He doesn't say that.
No, 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 sorry, Rabbi. He's not saying zero because of what Robert said, that maybe the chulda will take in front of him. Because in that situation, there's no concern. Of course he's going to do bedika after it. He saw it. There's no way you can play out of that. Says with Moya, I'm concerned about something else. You're going to wake up in the morning and find 9 pieces, which everyone holds you have to do bedika in that case.
Where does Robert
see that? But I'm concerned, Xavier, a person won't do the deconnect case.
10 to 9, Kodalah, show me where Robin says that. I want to see
there's
10
no
to 9 where Robin says that.
There's no difference.
There's a big difference, huge difference. Huge, huge. And I can point to the word Khan, we learned from Ashi before. Huge difference.
What's the difference?
Huge, you didn't see it.
So what?
So he made it, he ate it when you didn't see it. You don't know if he dragged it. He must have it there. Then he heard you coming into the room and he ran away. I don't know, but you didn't see it. There's a huge difference.
As much as you know there were 10 pieces,
no,
you know there was 10.
But he ate it already.
There's also something here.
He ate it.
The stomach's not.
How can you tell me it?
The Sabbath can't be made to be Vada. The Sabbath can't be made to be Vada.
It's a Vada.
There was 10 pieces.
Maybe a child ate it.
Maybe.
Something was announced.
There were definitely 10 pieces.
What?
So Sabbath can't be made to be Vada.
You have the status quo. That's what kills it.
Okay. So we'll argue about that offline. Okay, one second. I just want to be mis- what we're going to be doing now, and then we can argue afterwards. I want to show up a minute. So we've done a Chazorah to the Sudot. We're going to start the Mi'atashem, the new Suga of Tesha, Tzibur, and Shamatza. And you have two piles here, some of Matzah, some of Chometz, and you see a Chulda, or mouse coming take from one of them, and you don't know from which one. That's fine. It is. And yes, and that's the whole big figure now starting. So, the start from the two dots, I know I promised some questions I will plan, still plan on writing and sending out. I do want to also start the new limit. So, Tisha Tiburim, and till in the beginning of the next omelet.
Yeah.
Till three lines down in the next omelet. Okay? The Tisha Tiburim until three lines down the next omelet. Line three in the next omelet. Okay, that's the preparation. Mitzvah is full of lumbus, and we have to learn it properly. Just get the cases properly first. Cases the word, till three lines down in the next one. Okay, I wish you a good day, and wish me luck arguing with Yossi now offline. Okay, fine.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
Send a picture of who won.
Sorry?
Send a picture of who won.
So, okay, please.